And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking some fish processing with Sean and Kristen Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. We're going to be talking a lot of good fish stuff, a lot of stories today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be a fun day.
Hey, it is, because we're talking about one of our favorite subjects, and that is taking fish home that you catch, right? And we have none better than the two people that put it all together for us, Sean and Kristen Sebring from Fisherman's Processing.
Hey,
good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you guys. And so give us an update. Fisherman's Processing, Sean.
God, I feel like I've been living in a cave. Like,
yeah.
I'm finally coming out to the real world. I've been in my construction cave. Well, we're so close. And it's like right there where we're going to get our occupancy permit and be able to open up our doors to everybody. It couldn't be better timing. We're just about to start the fishing season, and we're ready to go. It's been quite the journey.
What a process, man. What a process.
So any day now.
Like next week, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Don't have to put a date.
Don't hold me to anything.
You've been through about 100 close calls.
Exactly.
It's been like that. Yeah.
But let's just say if you're going on a trip later in the month of April, you're going to be at the landing.
We're looking good.
Yeah.
Ironically, Our first trip that we ever processed was April 21st, 2010, Royal Polaris trip that returned. And it's looking like our first major trip
how cool would that be?
To open up the new place is going to be the April 22nd return of the Royal Polaris trip. Same trip.
All right.
Just crazy quiz.
Yeah, totally.
You'll be there to process John Yamati's fish from C4 Sport Fishing.
Oh,
it's his trip.
Boy, don't I owe him the processing. He's been instrumental. He's helped us a bunch in this process, as well as Ken Frankie. I've got to mention those two guys and their connections have just helped us so much through this process. It's just a horrible time to be trying to move the city being shut down. And It's very difficult right now.
So going forward, you wouldn't recommend anybody completely relocating and building a new business during a pandemic?
Yeah, if you see a pandemic coming, bad time to move.
Don't do that.
Zero of ten, do not recommend.
Yeah, don't do it.
But the good news is you're almost there. And we're almost there. It's literally an any-day thing now. So if somebody's going bluefin tuna fishing and they want to get their fish processed here over the next couple of weeks, the best thing to do is just call, right?
Call. We're day-to-day, honestly. Yeah. Like, we could be closed one day, and the next day we're open. Melanie's been great. She's been holding down the phone from a remote location. We have a cell phone that we switched over to, so she can just take a call anywhere. And she's booking reservations still. So we're up and running as far as being able to book reservations. Our online store is open. If you need any rubs or anything like that from our store, you can order it at fpgourmet.com. And then Raymond, man, I got to tell you, he went from, the fish filleting master to construction extraordinaire. He has done so much. He's painted the building. I mean, he's done a lot.
He can do it all.
He can do it all.
He did a heck of a job painting that building.
He painted the whole thing.
Yeah.
The ground. I mean, he painted it. The guy has just been a workhorse.
And then he's a master with that fillet knife in his hand.
Oh, yeah. He can't wait to get that.
He'll
gladly put down the paintbrush any day.
Yeah, and the crew will all be back.
And sounds like everybody's eager to work.
Yeah.
So, this downtime couldn't have happened better timing, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked out.
We were talking about that before the show started. It's such a bummer that it took as long as it did. But, oddly enough, you really haven't missed anything yet. You know, I mean, the season feels like it's going to be going literally any day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's already going, but it feels like it's going to break loose any day. And, like, the same thing for processing. Like, it just feels like you're just right.
Well, I mean, the journey started back in January 2020. January 2020 is when it started, and we were on schedule to be June 1st.
Operational.
2020.
Wow.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2021 June is not far away.
No, it's right around the corner.
That's crazy.
But needless to say, this is when things start to happen.
Things are already happening. Like, last week was incredible. I mean, I felt like Tom Hanks in The Castaway when they turned on the lights in the shop.
Yeah.
And it was like the first time it had lights. I mean, we haven't even had lights. We've been working in the dark. I mean, it's just crazy. And they turn on the lights, and I'm just like, fire! It was that moment. I was so happy we had the lights. And everybody's kind of looking at me crazy, but they don't realize what I've been through to get to that point.
So what's new in the new facility?
What's new in the new facility, we tried to bring a lot of what we had at the old facility in. So what's kind of cool, we have a viewing window that it's inside the shop now. So you're looking through a wall.
And it's cool.
Yeah. I gave you a little preview the other day.
Yeah.
So a walkthrough.
A little walkthrough,
and so now we got that same viewing window that goes down the length of the table, but it's inside the
building. Inside,
So I wanted to bring that aspect of what we had at the Liberty Station location into this new location. Our retail space is really cool inside. It came together really well.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And it looks great. Space is one of the biggest new things we got. It feels so much bigger. It's really not that much bigger, but it feels
the layout.
It
feels so much bigger. But one thing for sure is bigger is my freezer. That was one of the main reasons we wanted to get out of Liberty Station. We had nowhere to expand our freezer.
Yeah.
So we've doubled our freezer space. So
it's huge. Nice. It's cavernous.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And we're so happy to have that. And
we can really organize it better now, too. So
The other one would get so packed and things would be buried.
You couldn't find things.
You have layers of things. So you have to move things to see things. And then if you know, if anybody ever got held up waiting for us to get their fish out of the freezer, I mean, it was just difficult because it was so packed.
Yeah.
That's all the time.
The beauty of a project like what you're doing now is you've now had 10 years of experience of figuring out all the right ways and, more importantly, the wrong ways to do it, and now you get to correct them.
Yeah, and there was some flow things that I didn't like about the other place that we were able to correct, just the flow of fish, yeah, how it moves through the shop. We were able to fix that, and it's going to be, you know, we'll finalize it when we actually open the doors and start processing fish. You know, I'm still saying, well, we just don't know exactly where the vacuum pack machines are going to go. We know generally how it's going to lay out, but until we really start cutting fish, we won't know.
You'll know once the fish start hitting the...
Yeah, so I'm kind of leaving it open, keep an open mind, and it's exciting. And, you know, a lot of the people are asking about parking, and we've got a good 9-10 spots inside of our property that you can park in.
Plenty of parking.
So certainly if you're waiting for same day and you're going to pull around, we got room for you to pull right up to the door. There's Perry's right across the street. So if you're going to have breakfast at Perry's, which is perfect, just park at Perry's and then walk across the street with the fish is ready, then bring your car in.
Right. And then you have Old Town right across the street, too.
Old Town.
So you can cruise around while you're waiting for your fish and go cruise around Old Town.
Yeah. Get a margarita.
Old Town's always been there, and I've always, liked Old Town, but we started taking walks in there to really learn it so that we can pass on our, you know, what we know about Old Town.
Hey, go here.
Exactly. And so that place is cool. There's a lot going on there, and we're going to definitely utilize that location to, you know, send people into Old Town and do some things. We got a few fun things that we're going to set up.
And the cool thing about the location is the proximity to just jumping on the freeway going anywhere.
That's
right?
The beauty of where you're
5 North is right up PCH. You jump on SeaWorld Drive and you're on 5 North.
Yeah.
You don't even have to deal with Rosecrans anymore.
No.
So. Go on Taylor Street, you head east, and you're right on 8 East.
Yeah.
And then you can hit all the major freeways after that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a great location. It's so easy to get to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very simple and close.
And close.
Yeah. And not behind some dark alley or anything like that. It's very, very right on the corner. You can't miss it.
And, you know, to get to the old place, I mean, you know, 17 stop signs and about 6 turns. And this is like
and then
straight
on the
down
week-
Rosecrans right
and
to
then
our
on
door.
The weekends at Liberty, let's be honest, at weekends at Liberty Station were really a pain.
Oh.
They were such a pain.
Yeah, anything after 10 o'clock, get it. You're not going to find a parking spot. It wasn't cool at all. So,
No.
I mean, it was a great place to start. You know, we enjoyed our time there, but it was definitely time to leave when we left.
Yes, So this is going to be great. Now, what about FP Gourmet, the market?
Boy.
What's going to happen there?
We're going to obviously we're in a high visible corner there.
Yeah.
And we're going to take advantage of that fully and expand our market, try to get more into the fresh fish, stick with our smoked fish and our jerkies and all of our rubs, but definitely.
Yeah, you have a beautiful new freezer that you can actually, it's like a self-serve counter.
Exactly.
Where, hey, I want that piece, I want that piece.
Now it's more like a grocery store where you open the door and you grab what you want and you bring it up to the register. Yeah, we've set it up more self-serve. And you just bring up whatever you choose up to the register. We can ring you up, but it's definitely geared towards retail now.
Yeah,
because we got to take advantage of that situation right there.
Oh heck yeah, and so, but you're still going to be doing your online ordering, still going to be doing shipping,
online.
Still doing the best fish processing for everybody.
I mean, that's our bread and butter. Is the fish processing. We're not going to lose focus on that at all. That's where we shine is our fish processing. The FP Gourmet is a great opportunity that we're going to take advantage of.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're on top of the sundae.
Yeah, but when you've got a fresh killer bluefin that you guys process, how do you not grab a poke kit on your way out the door to finish it off?
Exactly,
but,
right. And they do, man. Those things, the pokey mix and the pokey sauce and the sesame and spice. I mean, those bluefin just... go together
and then
well with that.
It goes really well with your smoked cheese and then some smoked fish.
Boy.
Now you're getting us hungry.
If you guys are in the Taylor Street Pacific Highway area, you got to drive by and see the pictures we put on the
wheels. Yes.
I mean,
they make you hungry.
Oh, I get a kick out of watching the cars pulling up to the lights on the corner.
Yeah.
Every head's turned on those
pictures.
That's cool. Like, they are eye catchers for sure.
Yeah, no question. So Give us an idea for those of our listeners who may have never processed fish at Fisherman's Processing or any of the other processors. What's involved in doing that? Your trip returns or the San Diego landings, what happens?
We meet most of the long-range boats, for sure we meet. And if we're at the dock for any reason and you see us and you're returning, you're welcome to come up and ask for our services.
So you might be there for the Royal Polaris, but if I came back on a day-and-a-half trip on the Tomahawk and I want to get my fish cut, come on over.
Tell us what you need. We'll take your fish right there on the spot, and we'll put it in our ice water. We have the slush.
Now, this is important. So it never hits and sits out on the hot pavement.
No. Unless you leave it out on the hot.
Unless
pavement.
You
I won't.
No.
But I
comes
I,
from
soon,
the salt.
As soon as I receive it
from
it,
the RSW right into ice.
Right into iced seawater also. Yeah. In our bends. Then from there we transport it to the shop, and then in the order that we receive the fish is the order that we cut the fish.
Okay. And what if you make a reservation?
Reservations are, you know, a great idea, especially if you've got a timeline you got to try to meet, if you've got a long drive or something like that. You can make an advance reservation by calling the office. We also have a link on our website that you can make a reservation there. What that does is we take our reservations first. So no matter what order you come in off of that boat, the reservation.
If you have a reservation,
first.
You're at the front of the line.
You're in the order of the reservations.
And the order of the reservation.
If you're first on the list, on the reservation list, you're going to be first to be cut off that boat, no matter if you're the last person to walk up.
Okay.
But we cut that boat in order. So you don't jump in front of another boat that comes in after you.
Right.
We take it in the order that the boats come in.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So nobody's getting, you don't skip over anybody that came in before you.
Yeah.
You skip over the people on your boat.
But even on a busy day when multiple boats are coming in, you guys are getting the fish out pretty quickly.
I would say, like, last summer was really busy. I would say some of the longest waits were, 3-4 hours. I'm starting to apologize at, 3 hours. I'm feeling bad for the person at, 3-4 hours. But
that was from when the boat hit the dock.
That's from, when we received the fish and... But it didn't happen all the time. There's just certain days.
Most of the time, people are in and out within an hour.
An hour and a half.
Let me be the one to confirm, because what would happen way more often than not is a guy drops his fish off with Sean and Melanie, and they get going, and then the guys, maybe they go out to breakfast or whatever, but where they end up spending a lot of time is just, kicking tires and BSing with us in the tackle store, and, they're halfway through looking, and... Next thing you know, they're getting a cell phone call like, "Hey, your fish is already done." The guy's like, "Oh, sorry, buddy, I'm out of here." It happens every single day. Most people, I would say, are surprised when they get their call that it's done as quick as it is.
Yeah, we've interrupted a lot of breakfasts.
Yeah, it's like your fish finner.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, "Well, yeah, we're not breakfast. We'll see you when we
sat down."
It happens all the time.
And what do they receive? What's the options? And what do they receive when they get their fish back?
It's really unlimited. Like, if you have a request, request it. If I can do it, I will.
Like what?
Oh, gosh. Obviously collars. A lot of people are under the collars now. You're going to automatically get your bellies.
That's
especially
part of
with
it.
Bluefin. Everybody wants their bellies. That's just part of it. You get your bellies automatic. But collars are something you've got to request, and we're more than happy to take care of that for you. People want different size packaging. So some people they live alone, and they want a small portion. Our standard is 1 pound. So if you go to a half pound, we charge 10 cents more, but you get what you want. You get the half pound.
Because of the bag.
Yeah, it's twice as much bagging if you do a half pound. But 1 pound and up is just our regular price.
And then there's options in bags too.
And then you get the 3 mil bag and the 5 mil bag. And honestly, if I could, I would just switch over to the 5 mil and never look back. That bag is so nice.
Yeah.
I love that bag.
More durable.
More durable. It just holds up to the
preserves
freezer
longer.
Better. It holds up to banging around, durability.
What percentage of your business do people request 5 mil bags?
I think it's over 50%.
It should be higher.
It should be higher, but that's, I'd say, let's say it's 60%. That 40%. They didn't want that 10 cents cheaper. They want the smaller price. And so I get that, too. I like to give them that
option. But it's 10 cents different.
It's 10 cents more just to get the
way better
bag. So, when you look at an average order, it's $20 to $40 more. And you can sleep at night knowing your fish is in good shape.
Is it just storage life, or is it more than that?
It's more than that. It's the durability of banging around in the freezer. If you drop a bag, like, oh my gosh, you know,
I'm a chest freezer guy, and that's the problem. Yeah, so if the fish that I want is on the bottom, you know, that's how it works. You're rummaging around through everything, and this.
That's exactly where Five Mil comes in.
Deer backstrap gets rolled over so you can grab that piece of tuna and back and forth. So it rolling around just keeps the seal better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, because once that fish is frozen, it's like a rock. It's like a piece of glass.
Yeah.
You know, it just two pieces collide and it can pop that bag in. It just takes the slightest little pop.
Yeah, the most millimeter of a thing. It's not necessarily entire. Your vacuum seal failing, just a teeny little puncture will do it.
It will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We haven't even ventured into Kristen's culinary talents here to help us cook these too, right?
Or Sean's process of dealing with the fish. I know every year at Tackle Day, Sean always does a seminar, and it's like our most requested one on talking about care and maintenance for fish.
How do you
tear this is just going to be a great show with two absolute experts in this world, and we're stoked to have it, and we're stoked to have you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or text the show, a super fun option that has really taken off in popularity. If you want to text a question of Sean and Kristen, give us a text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on your phone or your iPad or whatever you got. Just search Let's Talk Hookup, download that app. A great way to listen to the show and a great way to participate via the Let's Talk Hookup text option. And not only are we going to be talking fun and fisherman's processing today, we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller is going to win an assortment of Fish Pros spices and rubs and an Anza fillet knife.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, a brand new Fisherman's Processing t-shirt, the brand new Old Town Design t-shirt. So you are getting
a brand new design. They're really cool. Yeah.
The whole deal. It's a really cool prize. So you're getting hooked up with spices, rubs, the best fillet knife in the world, a brand new shirt from Fisherman's Processing. Again, a great opportunity. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or just better yet, your chance to talk to Sean. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning with the gang from Fisherman's Processing. Sean and Kristen in here taking your phone calls. It's going to be a great show. Very busy. The phones are already packed up. If you want to get your shot to get through, 213-432-1090.
Yeah, and Kristen, let's talk about eating fish, okay? Because you kind of developed a lot of the spices and the rubs for Fisherman's Processing.
It was a labor of love.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, Fish Pros the market, right?
Well, we're actually doing FP Gourmet.
So FPGourmet.com.
Yeah. So
FPGourmet.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the biggest hit is the pokey kit, right?
The pokey combo, yeah.
You know, you
get the pokey
sauce,
mix, and you got your pokey sauce, and you throw them together, and you get magic.
And it's so easy.
It is,
that's
right?
What everybody loves. You know, it's like we have the recipe on the Poke Mix bag where you can add your soy sauce, you can add your vinegar, you can add your sesame oil. But people just want to shake a bottle, pour it on top, and eat.
Right.
It makes it a lot easier. So
a lot easier. And the ingredients, like especially in the Poke sauce, are just the basic ingredients.
We had no preservatives, no additives, nothing like that. It's all fresh, you know, so it's not going to keep forever. If you buy a bag... Mm-hmm. We want you to use it.
Right. Yeah.
Use it within 6 months, a year at the most. You know, herbs and everything, they don't stay fresh forever, so you want to use it.
What kind of fish can you make poke out of?
You can make poke pretty much out of anything. Anything that you can eat raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you like, if you get salmon has to be treated specially. You don't just want to go catch a salmon and eat it raw. You have to make sure it's been frozen and, you know, prepared sushi. So get sushi-quality fish.
Okay.
So salmon you can do. Yellowtail, if you catch yellowtail here and you get it filleted with us at Fisherman's Processing, you can use that for poke. You can use ahi. I've even, when they did the poke... Pokethon down here at the Ballyhale.
Yeah, yeah.
They had steak pokey. It was cooked steak that they had chopped up, kind of like a little carne asada bite, and they mixed it up like pokey.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
cool.
That's something I want to try.
Yeah.
We tried it there, but something I want to try to make a recipe for. So.
And then you have a lot of spices and rubs that for cooking
everything
right?
If anything that you want to cook, we've got a rub that's going to help you out.
What's the biggest seller?
The big seller is definitely the poke mix, and we sell a lot of the fish. Because that's what people come to us for, is the fish.
Yeah.
So anything that tastes good on fish is we're going to sell. But we do things for turkey. If you're going to brine a turkey and have a poultry rub for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we've got you covered.
I did that this year. I used the fish. I had never done the full steps of it. You know, I've cooked plenty of turkeys here or there, but never done it. And went down to Fisherman's Processing, got with Sean. He even gave me the full rundown. Like, this is the brine kit. I mean, I bought everything
there.
You have
a brine kit.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much better and so easy. I mean, it was just there was nothing to it. Nothing to it, and you come away looking like the hero for making this killer smoked bird out of the Traeger for Thanksgiving, and everybody's so impressed. And it was 100% just from the bag. Fisherman's Processing is like a few steps. It was nothing to it. I can be kind of lame when it comes to that sort of thing, and like you come away looking like an all-star with the Fisherman's Processing. It just makes you it makes things very easy. It makes very good-looking finished products super easy.
Yeah, and the salt brine was originally made to make smoked fish, right?
Yeah, we took the actual brine we use, and we bagged it.
Yeah.
But
it can be used in meats, too.
Well, the poultry brine actually has herbs and everything that go traditional with turkey.
It's actually a poultry brine.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a bag of brine, which is intended for fish.
Okay.
And that's the exact same brine we use in the shop. And we doctored up the poultry brine to be appropriate for, like, turkey and chicken.
Okay, all right.
I mean, we're talking, it's a bag, you open it up, it's, you know, boil this, dump the contents in a bucket, throw your ice in, throw your bird in, it was killer, Pete.
Okay.
Like, really, really fun,
yeah.
And it just, it takes all these steps that maybe you learn over the years, and you buy one bag, and you dump it, you heat it, you cool it, you throw your bird in, and next thing you know, you fire it off on the Traeger, and it's perfect. Like, it was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So, FP Gourmet isn't just about fish.
Not at all. it's bigger than that.
Yeah, you have a lot of spices and rubs for meats, fish, poultry.
If you're doing pork, we've got you covered. You know, our sweet Cajun is absolutely fantastic on
my
pork.
One.
When you, I know it's your favorite.
Yeah.
When you do it, if you're making
sweet
ribs,
sweet Cajun
on ribs is amazing. It's got a tiny little bit of smoked brown sugar in it,
uh-huh.
And when you put that on the ribs and then you smoke it for so long, it kind of caramelizes over time. So when you do the Traeger, the 3-2-1 recipe on there is amazing to make ribs. It makes it really easy. Anybody can make amazing ribs, and then you use their sweet Cajun in place of any other rub, and it just comes out amazing.
one of like our quick dinners that's always killer. We go to Point Loma Seafoods on the way home, grab a pound of shrimp. I do that sweet Cajun rub on them, and it's just like, it's just so
nice.
Good.
And then
man.
What do you do with them? Just
whatever, pasta or put or just straight on the barbecue with whatever else. I mean, they're just there's nothing to it. It cooks in a couple of seconds, you know. I mean, it's just super, super easy. But again, you come across looking like you made some killer meal, and you just heated it up, you threw some spice on it, and fired. It's awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, you're making me hungry, so let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are absolutely packed. Everybody wants to talk to Sean and Kristen. We're going to start it off with Don. He comes from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Don. Well, it looks like we might have lost Don, or while we're trying to get him reconnected, why don't we keep rolling and try John from University City. John, you hanging in there with us?
Well,
maybe we're working
maybe
on getting
some,
the phones.
Some phone issues here.
We
have some tests here.
We definitely do. The first one that
I think we have somebody now. Good morning.
Maybe. Hello.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyways, we do have plenty of texts rolling through. First one says, always the best service. Looking forward to seeing the new place. Any changes with how we make our reservations or how do we get our fish processed? I've got a three-day trip in June. That's from Scott in El Segundo.
Yep. Everything's the same. You got the online option. You can phone in. You can even text our office line now. It's 619-255-3128. You can text on that now because we've switched over to a cellular phone, so you can text it. You can call and leave a message, or you can go online to fishermansprocessing.com and book a reservation through our website also.
How many people are utilizing? Like, that seems like such a smart call. You know you're going, whatever, you know you're going on your trip on the Star in July. You know you're going to get your fish processed. Like, how many people have really caught on to that, or is it still?
Just emails alone, I get at least 3 to 6 every single day making reservations, sometimes more.
It just feels like it should be part of the reservation process, period. You make your reservation for the boat, and then you do it for processing.
If you want to get out in a timely manner, it's the way to go.
So if you make a reservation via email, you're going to send them a confirmation. Got it?
Absolutely. We will always, if you don't get a confirmation of either a phone call or a return email,
maybe it went to spam or something.
Didn't happen. Okay. Definitely try again a different way or call.
You're going to always confirm.
We will always confirm.
Yeah, if you don't get a confirmation from us, definitely call.
And you're just putting your name in. Like, you don't need to know your finished product. You're not, I'm going to have 400 pounds, 5 mil bag. I want this smoke. I want this jerky. You're just, hey, I'm coming. I want to hold my spot. And then you can figure out everything on the trip.
Yep. All we need is the return date, the boat you're going to be on, and your name. And if one important thing that will save us a call back to you is if you're saying me and four others, we need to know the four others' names.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're setting up our bends in advance for you, whether you check in or not at first. So we're holding four bends for people we don't know who their name is. So definitely give us, like, if you got multiple people you're making reservations for, give us everybody's name so we can hold their spot.
So that's if cool. You're coming in on the Royal Star or the Royal Polaris or the American Angler or any of the great boats, you'll have your own bin.
Well,
your own ice bin.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That means you had a great trip.
Yeah.
generally speaking, it depends on the time of the year, but in the summertime, you fit two to three people per bin.
Yeah.
So, but on a great trip, one person can take a bend easily.
What about private boat stuff?
Love it.
You bring
it to our door, or if we're at the dock, you bring it to us at the dock.
So if you're here at one of the landings in the morning picking up long-range fish or whatever, you can pull your boat right up, and you'll take it right off the boat there?
Yeah, all the time last summer.
I know you've done it for me.
You have small boats over here at like Sun Harbor Marina, and they come walking over and say, I got a bluefin, and can I bring it in? Take a dock cart.
And, man, load it up. How nice on the angler side to just not – I mean, when you start talking dealing with a 200-pound thing, you guys are professionals. This is what you do all the time. But, like, just moving that thing around and getting it onto the fillet board and then dealing with getting rid of all the discard afterwards, like, that is a – yeah. That's a real deal pain.
When it comes to 200-pound fish, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You need to be set up for it, for sure. Of course, we got our hoist all set up at the new shop, so the hoist is ready to go. We're ready to catch that super
cow.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right. Well, hey, I think phones are working. Let's jump into it.
Sounds good, buddy. Don from Woodland Hills. You still got you there, Don? Good morning.
I am here. Good morning.
Hey, there it is. What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First of all, Sean and Kristen, I got to tell you, I really love your blackened Cajun rub. That is just like the bomb for blackened tuna or blackened yellowtail or anything blackened. So thank you so much for that. I got two questions for you. What's the hardest fish for your team to fillet and why? And is there any particular fish that doesn't do well with long-term freezing?
I would say, say the one fish that you have to know what you're doing in order to fillet it is an opa.
I was going to say opa.
You got to know what you're doing on opa. It's a little different than other fish, so there's some. It's a little bit different process cutting. A
lot of different cuts on it.
In different angles and stuff like that. You got to really know what you're doing. You can't just, if you can fillet a tuna, you're not going to be able to fillet an opa. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So you need to know how to fillet an opa to fillet an opa.
Okay.
And so to answer that question. Fish that doesn't hold up well to freezing. I always think about the fish that do hold up to freezing really well, like Ono and white sea bass hold up fantastic. Tuna's a little more delicate. I would say tuna might be something you want to freeze, fast. You don't want it to freeze slow. You want it to freeze as fast as you can. The ice crystals really have an effect on the meat of a
What do you mean freeze it fast? So freeze it in a really cold freezer.
Yeah, you want it to get from whatever temperature it is, hopefully under 40 degrees, and down to minus 10 in the shortest amount of time.
Okay, and that preserves the fish better?
The ice crystals don't grow as big, and the ice crystals are what kind of break down the texture of the fish.
Okay. I remember on one of your Facebook posts you did an important kind of comparison thing about letting your fish sit frozen versus unfrozen and what that does to the meat. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
That comparison was a four-day comparison, I think it was.
Day.
And a lot of people were saying, there's all kinds of blood in my bag. And I thought, we didn't leave here with all kinds of blood in the bag, so what's going on? So I did a four-day, ice chest kind of situation where you have your ice chest full of ice. Fish is plenty cold, but it's sitting fresh in an ice chest. Day one, it looks fantastic, no blood or anything. By day four, the bag was full of blood. It's leaking out. It's not on there. It's just in the meat. So when it started, it wasn't there.
It wasn't.
So if you're going to freeze your fish, don't wait till all that blood's out.
Yeah.
Right.
Freeze it, get it frozen quickly. Half of it's going to be eaten fresh and the other half you're going to save for later. Just freeze the other half right away.
And again, don't wait a couple days and then, I'll freeze this part.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that you offer this service, too, I might add, too, is that if you're not going to pick your fish up that day, same day, and you want you to freeze the fish, you'll do that and you'll bring it down fast, right?
Yeah. Oh, our new freezer is crazy cold.
Yeah.
And it's got three compressors, three evaporators.
So you could say, okay, keep 30% of it fresh for me and then freeze 70% of it.
We prefer to keep your order intact. We prefer to keep it all intact. So you take all your fish. It's difficult to manage.
Yeah.
We will accommodate where we can.
Just freeze all your fish, buy a little piece from FP Gourmet to take home and eat it,
because it gets confusing because then you come back and we didn't know exactly how much you took at the start, and all of a sudden we're like, there's half of his fish is gone. Where's his fish?
Yeah.
And because it takes a lot of record keeping to know how much you took.
Yeah. It's all kind of an all or nothing thing.
I mean, we try to be a comic.
Yeah, I know you always do. Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's find out what's biting down in the Baja.
Thanks a lot
for the call, by the way,
Don.
Yeah,
great job, Don. Hey, let's find out what's going on with the cast, man. He's standing by this morning with that Baja and Mainland report today, sponsored in part by, who better, the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch with that 200-pound bluefin, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, you can buy the smoked and jerky fish, those spices, the killer rubs, the smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. I can attest to that fish processing there that Pete and I went out in the searcher and we got those yellowtail there at the islands. I'll tell you, what a job they did. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's even better than Alaska, let me tell you.
they do a really fantastic job.
Thank you.
Anyway, Southern Baja, man, it's starting to pick up now. Water's starting to warm up. Still a little chilly, but the fish are there. They're San Jose del Cabo, both up at the Diamondback and the Inner Gordo. They've been banging the tuna, 30 to 60-pound fish. Of course, the yellowtail are still around in there. They've been getting the yellowtail in the deeper parts of the bank there. And, of course, Sierra along the beaches. Up in the Loreto area there and all the way down to La Paz and beyond, still plenty of yellowtail. I spoke with Danny Talamantes, our charter master there in La Paz, of course, in Loreto, and he said they had it was kind of like hot and cold. It'd be good one day and then off the next. And then it'd be good for 2 days and fish, it would be slow. But overall, a really good week. Quality fish, 17 to 30-pound fish. So
nice.
The yellowtail are in, and just some good fishing going on down in the Southern Baja. Also, one of our listeners, Phil Curry, went down to fish Lake El Salto this past week. They were scheduled to fish 3 days. He said the fish was so good, they stayed an extra couple of days and fished. This is the last day they had about 160 bass releases.
Holy man.
They're the biggest over the last over the 5 days they fished was a 10.3 pounder. So
nice.
And they said they had some really good some scales on there that were really accurate. So anyway, they had a great time, and you can't wait to get back. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Pete, I'll be leaving next Saturday, a week from today, at 12:30 in the morning for our Pesca Panama trip. So I'll try to call in Sunday from Panama. But looking forward, we've got 12 guys that are just biting at the bits at the bit to get to those yellowfin tuna. They're out at the Coiba Island, the Hannibal Bank area.
Yeah.
So
I'll be
get
fun.
Back to you a week from Saturday.
All right, Castman, have a great trip to Pesca Panama, and make sure Dr. Gary doesn't hurt you, okay?
Well, he said he'd have plenty of rum just in case.
All right, good. All right, hey, we'll talk to you maybe next week or maybe after you get back from Panama. Appreciate the report this morning.
See you, Cass, man. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information with Sean and Kristen. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure medium blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Great gear from Shimano. And, you know, when you're talking about a reel that performs but doesn't hurt the budget as much, what is it, Rick?
I think Speedmaster is the right call for right now because it allows you two-speed, big fish, capable tackle. But like you said, you name it, it doesn't kill the budget. You know, very, very high-performing reels in that very low $300, you know, area and really big performance, especially this time of year when it's early season and you kind of don't know what you're – I mean, look at the American Angler last week. You know, you slide into a school and you're not sure if you're going to hook a 40-pounder, a 90-pounder, or a 180-pounder, which was exactly the case that they had. Same stop, you know, one fish at 40, one fish at 90, and one fish at 180. So having a reel that has the capability of making big drag, high horsepower, strong reel is the ticket, and that is Speedmaster.
Yeah, Speedmaster. And it comes in a multitude of sizes. You want the 25, you want the 20, you want the 16, the 12.
Totally.
They're there, right?
And they're available now. They're easy to – they're just – it's a no-brainer. It's a fantastic reel at an easy budget price.
There you go. The Speedmaster at your local Shimano dealer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Phones are absolutely packed solid. We're having a great time this morning.
All right, let's jump into it.
You got patient callers. You got it. John in University City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Got two questions, one for Sean and Christian, and then one for you and Pete. Your question, I'll do that one last, but it's about Guadalupe. There was a meeting a couple weeks ago, and don't know if you have any new news on possible opening. But Sean and Christian, the question about the new freezer. I know it's much bigger than the old one. I live local, so I don't really do a reservation because I'm pretty sure that's for guys who have to just get and drive and go. So I pick mine up later. With the new freezer, how much time can fish stay with you? What's your time frame for someone who's local to go in and pick it up?
During the height of the season, we ask 2 weeks. You don't leave it more than 2 weeks. 30 days is the general rule, but, you know, August, September, the height of the season, we ask that you pick up within 2 weeks. But generally speaking, 30 days is acceptable.
That's cool. All right.
And what's a common, you know, you're in John's situation, you don't need same day. What's a common turnaround time for most guys when they're not worried about it?
They're not worried about it and they just want to go home.
Yeah, that's me. Like, I'm always that way.
You'll definitely get a call by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us instructions to put it in the cooler or the freezer, depending on what you want. And you know, certainly if you're going to pick it up the next day or something like that, we often split orders in half freezer, yeah, half cooler.
This show is for sure going to change the way that I deal with. When you're talking about how important it is to get that fish cold fast and how you have the capability of doing that, not like I do, put it into the regular freezer at the house. Like, I always keep all my fish fresh and figure, oh, you know, I'll eat it for a couple of days and I'll give it to a freshman for a couple of days, and that's all well and good. But, man, if the rest of the product is suffering for the couple of bags, like, I think I'm going to start doing I think I'm just going to start having you freeze it right off the get-go.
Well, I've got I know John's got another question, but let me go back to that after you answer his other questions.
What's the other question, John?
Pete, you were talking to Art Taylor, and there was a meeting about Guadalupe possibly opening. That was a few weeks ago. Any update on that?
Haven't heard yet.
Yeah,
but it's pending. Frank, yes, last week said he's pretty sure it's going to go on. It's going to happen. So he's feeling very confident about the Guadalupe being on. But as soon as it happens, as soon as the official word comes, we're going to let you know here on Let's Talk Hookup for sure.
So to go back to freezing your fish, one method that is good, if you want to take it all same day home, but you want to freeze it fast, the best thing you can do is take a small part of it, put it in the freezer, let that freeze, and the next day add a little more. So you keep you know, most of it fresh, mm-hmm, and freeze a little bit at a time. Because if you put a whole bunch in your freezer at once,
it's going to heat the freezer.
You're going to heat the freezer. It's going to slow down your freezing process.
Uh-huh.
You also, if you layer it, that middle layer,
yeah,
never
sure
gets far. So make one layer, let it freeze fast, and then take in brings more fresh fish in and layer it again. It going against my rule about leaving it in the bag fresh, but it's the best way to freeze it fast.
Okay.
What about if I am gonna, if I do want to sit on fish for a couple of days? I got home on a Wednesday, and I'm planning on having a bunch of friends over, and I really want to do a sushi party on Friday, and it's a couple of days. Is there any way to keep the fresh fish better? I mean, is it just keeping it encased in ice? Is it a slush ice with salt? Like, what's the best way to keep that thing?
Straight ice.
Straight ice.
Salt might freeze it.
Okay.
So straight ice, if you can put it in the refrigerator with ice on it, that's even better.
Okay. So like a big salad bowl, put a couple of your blocks of fish in there, and then cover those ice top
keep
and bottom?
As cold as you
as
can.
As cold as you can. And you, I mean, you literally can get like 4 days out of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So 4 days. So that's what was my next question. 4 days is not unheard of for after it's cut.
That's a conservative. Like
you can go.
Our shop rule is it doesn't stay in the refrigerator for more than 3 days.
Okay.
So if somebody just MIA, they disappear, and we have their fish in the cooler,
it goes
to the freezer on day three.
Yeah.
But for your home, and you probably can get 4 days out if you really ice it well and keep it cold.
John, thanks a lot for the call.
Great info.
Earlier in the show, you were talking about the fish when it comes out of the RSW on the boat goes into iced saltwater slush bins. Why saltwater?
You can get colder. The salinity allows you to get it below 32 degrees.
Okay. Does freshwater harm the fish? There's a lot of controversy about this. When you guys are cutting, are you washing down with fresh water?
We wash down. Yeah, we don't have salt water to rinse with. Yeah. So yeah, definitely we're using fresh water. As long as your fish doesn't soak in water, you're good.
Yeah.
Salt water, fresh water. Honestly, I'd rather have fresh water. I think it's probably cleaner.
Yes.
As long as it's not soaking in water,
you're good. Water.
I think that's where you start getting the damage to the fish is when it's soaking in that water.
All right.
Whether it be salt water or fresh water.
I got one for Kristen, too. So I appropriately, hopefully, defrost my fish, but sometimes I'm guilty of needing to get it done a little faster. And I pull the fish out of the bag. Do you ever rinse that thing with fresh water before you pat it down? Do you
always
pat it down? Okay,
I always do. I always rinse it and then instantly wrap it in paper towels to absorb all that moisture. And once the moisture is absorbed, then I'll go through, rub some olive oil on it, and season it up with my rub of choice before I cook it.
I like hearing that so much because I always feel, I always hear exactly what Pete says. Don't ever let fresh water touch it. That's always a bad thing. But, if it's a little, it just got the blood from the bag or whatever else.
You don't want to marinate it in ice water or cold water or anything.
Don't soak it out of the package.
Yeah, don't soak it out of the package. Just rinse it off really fast and then instantly put it in a towel to absorb all the moisture.
Okay, all right.
And don't feel guilty because we all do it. We all have to instantly defrost a thing. A fish because we didn't prepare in advance of what you're going to cook for dinner that night. So
when that situation comes up and you have to
emergency
call.
Yeah, we need dinner and we forgot, or whatever.
Cut it out of the vacuum sealed bag that I give it to you in.
Okay.
Get it out of that, wrap it in paper towel, put it in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
And then do your cheating methods. You're soaking in a bowl of water.
Don't use hot water.
Always keep it under 40 degrees. But you can defrost it very fast, but wrap it in a paper towel, put it in a Ziploc, get it out of the vacuum seal bag.
And get that paper towel on.
And that's second to doing it the proper
way. Right. It's not the way you're quote-unquote supposed to do it.
The proper way is what?
To go ahead and take it out of the vacuum seal bag, wrap it in paper towel.
When it's frozen.
When it's frozen still. Wrap it in paper towels, put it on a plate in the refrigerator, let it defrost under refrigeration.
Okay. For the overnight.
Overnight or whatever it takes.
Or whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And that works because... The next morning, it sucks all that blood out, and it's like a fresh product.
Exactly. And remember to change the paper towels as you do it so that it's fresh paper towels keep wicking that moisture away from the fish.
Yeah. All right.
Great.
Hey, a great text came from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. I want to know, do you process fish for kayak anglers? And if he has, how does that go about? And also, will you do smaller fish like rockfish, calico bass, such like
that? Yeah, most of our kayaking friends, they bring their fish in. They're solo.
You can drop it off, right?
They just bring it on in. We absolutely do rockfish in that. If your catch consists of mostly rockfish, we have a small fish fee of, I think, I want to say it's God, I don't even know my own prices because it's been so long since I had to talk about them. It's like $1.90 for if your whole catch is all small fish under 15 yeah. pounds, it's $1.90 I think. And don't quote me on that because I honestly can't remember.
But it's best to probably call first and make
call
sure that you guys are there.
If you want the accurate pricing, call first and we'll give
but
you.
But I mean, as far as dropping the fish off.
Oh yeah, in the summer months we're pretty much there every day. But yeah. Safe bet, call.
Yeah, but you're there until what time, generally speaking?
Yeah, what's your
until all the
time?
Fishes, usually 8 to 1 for drop-offs.
Okay.
8 call, to 1. Okay. Call. I mean, call. If I'm there, you can drop off.
So if you're coming late, put the fish in your bag on ice, bring it in the next morning.
Yeah, and do yourself a favor, buy an extra bag of ice. Put it, you know, over ice it rather than under ice.
Don't ever under ice.
I know, Pete, I think you're the same way. That has kind of become my program. Like, we have big kill bags for the big tuna, but like I bought a small one just for fisherman's processing type stuff just because the job that I can do at home is just never going to be as good as the product from Fisherman's Process. Even if it is a limit of cods or some bass or whatever else, like the finished product is so good. The vacuum packing that they do is so much better than my Food Saver at home. You know, it's just, and I just have a small bag. I throw 40 pounds of ice on whatever the cods, and I just leave it in my truck. And then the next morning on my way to work, I come in, I drop it off, and then maybe pick it up that afternoon or the next day. The same thing. It's just the product that you pick up, it's just better than you can produce at home.
Yeah, no question about it.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure in Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure in Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventure in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We showed up, enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it was time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure in Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure to mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last long, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.